while the image of women keeping fit, running around in tracksuits with sweat pouring off them, is not one you might immediately associate with Catholic nuns. And yet, in New York at least, more and more of the sisterhood have decided it's time to get fit. They've become so serious about it that fitness guru Debbie Mandel has even devised a special workout for them. We'll be speaking to Debbie in just a moment, but first we join the nuns of St. Gregory's Convent in the midst of an intensive training session.
We're going to begin with stretching our head a little bit because we use it so much all day. Let's cast our burden.
Most of us as Dominicans, we have many degrees. We certainly pray every day. We make yearly retreats, but we need to give more attention to exercise. And so we've been doing this program, and it has been of tremendous benefit to us sisters, all age brackets. And it's really a gift. I use the three terms, synchronicity, serendipity, or divine providence. And whatever you attribute it to, we were meant to do this.
And we feel the burn, the muscles actually growing. You tear down little fibers, and then you rest it the next day, and you
build. The first time I did it, for 3 days, I could hardly move the back of my thighs. But I haven't had a problem since. You know, it was the strain of it, yeah. I like exercise. I'm a walker. You know, I love to walk. I do weights. I only do 2-pound weights.
We are a universal gate. We inhale and exhale one another.
Sometimes they think of us as a very sedentary lifestyle. And those of us who live in New York, you know, we had something horrific happened 2 years ago. And we also are on the terror alert from time to time. We need to work out this stress and this environment. But in a spiritual message also, we've always been taught that the body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. How can I help people, pray with people, do a Dulce formation with people, unless my body is a channel or a mediator of grace, a healthy body, a healthy mind, a healthy spirit?
I'm still not finished with shoulders. Let's take our arms and pretend there are two big doorknobs and turn.
You can relate to people more. You know, people used to be reticent to come near us, some people. Now it's just, here we are, you know, same as you. Years ago, the whole thing was more or less the spirit and the mind. And the body was never accounted for. And that used to bother me a lot. But not now. Now it's all three intertwined. Universal. Yes.
I think we all have a wish. Let this be over.
Our schedules are rather full, but so are professional women's schedules and mothers and single women. And so where do I get my energy? Am I going to just fill myself up with sugar and get a false energy level? Or will I go for a nice walk? I like to talk about a meditation walk around the area and take in the beauty of trees and blossoms and flowers now. Or go to the gym and work out. And all of these things are not in a narcissistic way. They're really trying to say to people that I need to be physically, mentally, spiritually well so that I can be a caregiver for other people.
Great job, everyone. Give yourselves a hand.
The Sisters of St. Gregory's Convent. So what is it about a nun's life that calls for a special exercise program? Well, joining me now from our studio in New York is the fitness expert who came up with the routine for them, Debbie Mandel, who's turned that routine into a book entitled Changing Habits, The Sisters Workout. So, Debbie, why is it so important for them to exercise?
Well, the nuns have traditionally been a mind-spirit population. And now that they are aging, they have to start to embrace the body because being one with the body is the key to health, cardiac health, preventing osteoporosis, preventing type 2 diabetes, and breast cancer. So a sedentary lifestyle really carries a death sentence with it. And if the sisters want to be more effective in their ministry, this is the way to go.
Obviously, exercise is important for all of us. Is there something particular about